Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hamid, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Nasta'inuhu nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi azza. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I believe there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. All the praise is due to Almighty God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised be He. We ask Him for help. We turn to Him for forgiveness. We believe and we trust in Him. Mighty and sublime is He. Assalamu alaikum, that is peace be unto you, the peace that only Almighty God can give. We welcome you once more to the airways of American Muslim 360 for the broadcast of The Female Solution. I am half of the hosting staff here. I co-host with our beloved sister Naima Latif, the executive director and producer of the Female Solution. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. Well, we have scheduled every last Wednesday of the month to be an all-male conversation here on the Female Solution. We find it very advantageous and therapeutic that men begin to talk to one another in honesty. You know, we have been talked about, we've been talked at, books have been written on us, movies made, documentaries made. We have been the subject matter of important conversation, but I believe that it's time now that we, the subject matter, begin to talk to each other on an honest level without any fear or without embellishment, that we be gut-level honest with each other as we address important concerns addressing the African-American community. I see we have our sister Naima Latif with us at this time. I don't think she's ready yet, but we'll see. Let me open up the mic once more.
Unmuted.
All right, there we go. Yes, we are here, and we are so ready to hear what the men have to say today. We did a little intro with our listening and viewing audience to let them know that what you'll be discussing today is what is freedom. And, you know, the interesting thing is that we know that there is a changing climate, a changing culture. So many men are saying they don't like the traditional family structure. They don't want to commit to marriage. They want their freedom. They don't want to commit to a job that they've been that they've seen maybe their father's working 40 years and then retire and be angry all of that time and not really enjoy life. So they say, I don't want to live like that. I want my freedom. I don't want to be tied down to children. I want my freedom. So many things that we hear, especially young men saying today, that they want their freedom. And question is, freedom to do what? And you've asked, well, what does freedom mean to you? So we certainly are ready to hear you and other panelists and those who've called in, and we've asked men to call in, 515-605-9891, so you can get directly on the AM360 switchboard and press 1 so that you can add your voice to this discussion. There was a time when we didn't have the freedom to choose to be in families. We didn't have the freedom to choose a spouse. We were forced to do as told at gunpoint. And now that we've overcome that, what is it we're wanting to be free to do? And are we wanting to be free from responsibility? Well, that is a question, and we're certainly looking forward to an answer today on this men-only discussion on what is freedom. So take it away.
Thank you, Naima. Praise be to God. You know, we have different concepts of what freedom is, and we want to hear from the males concerning what is freedom to you, and how would you define freedom? How would you define freedom? I want to share a few statements from our beloved freedom fighter, Dr. Martin Luther King, and may this set the tone for this valuable conversation, that we are speaking independently and that our voices have to be shared with each other. I'm going to bring you now the voice of Dr. Martin Luther King.
And plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. Always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
I want to back this tape up and stop it at the most, for me, a most important part of his statements. Let me go to that point and pause the tape there. That should open up conversation.
Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood.
Okay, we pause right there. That should set up the independent thinking that we are searching for in this broadcast, the male-only conversation. And the question posed is that we have been asking for freedom. But do we really have a grasp of what we're asking for? And who are we asking that freedom from? Who are we asking for freedom? So we want to have a conversation this morning on what is freedom and what is your definition of freedom. I want to, I have assembled three intelligent, bright males here on American Muslim 360. I'm looking forward to hear from them and from the guests that may call in and those from off of the Female Solutions Studio Board. I want to ask Imam Delacy Omar, if you are present, would you press 1 on your phone? That will give me an indication that you are present, and I will open up your mic. Praise be to Allah. Okay, I don't see him. He's not present at this time.
As-salamu alaykum, Brother Kareem. I think we do have a caller on the Female Solution switchboard that has pressed 1. Area code 813646. This is who I think it is. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
L.A., yes. Central Florida.
L.A. from Central Florida. If you'd like to have to speak.
It's
morning, L.A.
I've got a good morning. As for me individually, I think, well, it's sort of like a two-step thing. One, due to the fact that I have the leisure time to listen to the Female Solution most mornings. I have internet connection. I have electronics. I got a roof over my head. I have a certain level of freedom already there. I think many people already do have. But for me to reach, and this is a step two, this is for me individually. If I reach like a six-figure per month income, I don't need that much for me personally, but then I can, for my definition of freedom, because basically what I do is basically limited to what I can do with a budget financially. But if I wanted to pick up and fly to Chicago to have lunch with Naima, for me, that's freedom. The freedom to move about the globe. So I'm not at that point yet, but I have a certain amount of freedom right now where I can basically, you know, locally at least, or reasonably move about. And nobody says I can't do anything. Any limitations I do have right now are essentially self-imposed. So I'm working on myself where I can get rid of these self-imposed, what's the word I want to use, disabilities. Nobody's put them on me but me. So I'll land my plane there.
Thank you, L.A. So you are defining on a personal note your idea of freedom.
On a personal note, because there's no government body holding me back. The white man's not holding me back. I mean, it's anything that I can't do, it's a self-imposed disability. It's just, all right, what do I need to work on individually so I can, and for me, just this, me individually, I want to have the ability to pick up and go anywhere I want to go at a moment, at a whim. And it's, for me, it takes money to do that. So that's why I say there's self-imposed disabilities. Nobody's put that on me but me.
Yes, sir. All right. I thank you for your candidness. And from what I'm understanding from you, that the freedom of movement and being able to afford the freedom of movement is your personal idea.
That's for me personally. That's for me personally. I do not speak for most people.
Okay, we thank you, L.A. Please stay on the line. I'm looking forward to hear more from you as we address this subject matter. Thank you, L.A. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We have here on the M360 board, Brother Abdul Shaheed, the host of Optimal Health that airs here on American Muslim 360. Assalamu alaikum, Abdul Shaheed.
Well, I got salam, Brother Imam. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Praise be to Allah. The same question
Excellent.
Is posed to you. On a personal note, what is freedom and what is your definition of freedom? You know, we've been asking for
freedom. That's a kind of a generic word. But what are we? But are we aware of what we're truly asking for, and what that entails? So, if you would share with us what does freedom, or what is freedom to you, and what is your definition of freedom?
That's an excellent question, and here's my definition of freedom. First, I'd like to share a couple of words associated with freedom. Freedom is life. Start with that word there, life. And what is life? Life is a precious gift from the Creator. That gift is priceless. How can one be engaged in life if they're not free? Another word is responsibility. Freedom is responsibility, not free of responsibility. Now we have the mind, freedom of the mind to be able to make your own choices in life. This is what happened to us, to our people. They were not free to make their own choices. They were not free as to who they were going to marry, who they were going to spend the rest of their life with. They were not free to make choices about who they're going to work for. They could not make choices as to where they were going to live. Freedom means choice and responsibility. Another word that we all associate with freedom is independent. And really, it's not independent, it's interdependent. We all are interdependent on each other to establish a community life. But if you don't have freedom, you won't have independence, nor will you have interdependent. Another word is obligation. Who obligates us? Our oppressor? Our slave master? No, the Creator obligates us. Another word, another phrase, the rule of law. You have to be free to exercise the rule of law. Otherwise, your oppressor would be speaking for you. Would be speaking for you. Freedom comes with respect. How are you going to have the respect of the world when you're not free? You're a teenager. You live in your parent's home. They still taking care of you. They still feeding you. And you want respect? Respect has to be earned. But you're not able to earn respect because you're not free. You're dependent. You're still on your parent's taxes. You don't even have tax to pay. Another word we like to explain freedom. Community life. There's no community life if you're not free. The brother mentioned movement, freedom of movement. How can we establish community life without the freedom of movement to interact, to engage with who you want to? Another word is connection. Connection with your past to establish the future. You have to be free in order to do these things. Another word, education. That's really misunderstood. You can get an education, the one that your oppressor want you to have. You have to be free to decide what you're going to learn in life and what life is all about. All these things we mentioned are connected with freedom. All of these things we mentioned has something to do with our mindset. Freedom of the mind to make your own choices. This is what the Creator wants all human beings to be able to do. How can we be held responsible and receive the reward that's due to us We're not free to make choices. Life is about making choices. If your choices are limited, because you're not free, how can you be responsible? How can you receive the reward of a person that's free? That's my definition at this point. Thank you.
All right. Check your mute, Kareem.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Naima. And I thank Abdul Shaheed for sharing his definition, what freedom means to him and his definition of freedom. We have another guest with us this morning, my compadre, Michael Hameen. Assalamu alaikum. I told the same question to you. What is freedom to you? And what is your definition of freedom? If you would, please.
Yes, thank you. God's peace be with you and with the audience and the host, Naima.
Could you speak up a little louder, Michael?
Yes.
Yes,
can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much clearer.
Okay, I'm going to try to be very brief. And I'm going to go back. I'm going to use the creation of the human being in the context of the scripture, the Quran, the Holy Quran, or Quran, as some people here say. It tells us of the Creator creating the life of the creation, created world, and then bringing the human family into it with the dignified choice of you can live this life, which is going to be very challenging. You can live the life. You have the freedom to live your life that I have given you, according to the Creator. You can live this life with my help. And you must understand, I didn't create you to try to navigate this life without me. This is the Creator speaking. But you can live this life with me, assisting you, can live this life on your own and see how that works out for you. So freedom to me is that we have the right to exercise choice and seek the help. And if you look at Africa, for instance, Africa's great history, you see the religions of Christianity and the religion of Islam standing out in terms of an excellent progress, social progress, excellent progress. This is recorded in history. These two great religions progressing, the African people who accepted them with great social progress. And I think I'll stop there. Freedom, 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 freedom. Freedom of thinking. Freedom. Dome is like the top portion. And the dome is free to make proper choices. And I'll stop there.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah, for your contribution this morning. I'm looking for Delacy Omar on the board here. I think, let me see now. Yes, here he is. Assalamu alaikum, Imam Omar.
Yeah, well, alaikum salam to you, Imam Kareem, Michael, Hameen. I appreciate the commentary. I did have an engagement this morning I'm trying to make, so I apologize for the tardiness. I listened at what Michael had to say, and it's very similar. I would like to make a comment similarly, so greeting to the audience. You know, and I'm sure this probably been covered, but I'll just cover it maybe from a different angle. We hold these truths to be self-evident, and I'm going to paraphrase this statement here. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all human beings are created equal and endowed by their creator with rights that can't be taken away from them. Among them is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's the preamble to the Constitution, paraphrased, because I wanted to leave out man and say human beings, because all persons, you know, I want that language to be clearly understood, that it's not gender related, it's not color related, it's not a race, ethnic related, or demographically related. It was an invitation to think broadly about the human family. So with that being said, when we're looking at freedom, what freedom means to me, it means that, as Michael stated, we have a creator. And, you know, this government recognized that. The founding fathers recognized the importance of what Michael was alluding to in that preamble to the Constitution, that we are created beings, and as such we are talking about responsibility, because why? We have shared freedom spaces. Imam Muhammad brought that type of language to our attention: shared freedom spaces. So we are living on this planet with other human beings together. And in order to be successful or move freely or move without a lot of obstacles or running into each other, we have to have some rules for that. So rules are necessary for freedom to exist as well. So for me, freedom is the ability to live in community. First, I'm in a neighborhood. I have a family. I have to get along with them. I have to be responsible. They have rights on me. I have rights on them. So this idea that freedom doesn't require responsibility is really foreign. It's not a real sensible way to see things. I can do whatever I want. No, okay. You have to be responsible. There are stop signs. There are red lights. There are one-way streets to be observed. There's all type of signs in the creation that you're not free to do anything you want to do. So this is the first thing, responsibility. So I take responsibility for myself. Now I'm free. Why? Because I have to look at how I am to manage myself. Michael said some statements concerning that as well, that I have to look at how to manage my life. How am I going to exist with other people in this society and be successful? You know, I do a program, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, where we talk about how faith-based principles can help us be successful in our daily lives. So we have to have some principles to govern how we behave and how we act. And that's the importance of having a faith, being a faith to something that you can rely on to hold you up whenever there's challenges, where there's stop signs and there's traffic jams and et cetera, et cetera. You have to have faith where this will pass too. This will pass. You have to have patience. So freedom is all these things. Freedom is really being in charge of your own life. I love that. I love that I can be in charge of my life, that I can navigate these challenges, et cetera, and not be on the mental couch, for instance, et cetera, that I accept that this life is going to be challenging and that I can, God has equipped me to be able to maneuver and to deal with the situations as they come. I like that. I like that there are challenges that I can be free to overcome. And the scripture says something very important. Sacred scripture says that every human being has been created with dignity and honor. Every human being deserves respect, deserves to be respected, is created with dignity and honor. So when I think of freedom, I don't see it as I'm free to do whatever I want, even though I am. But I'm free to live the life, to use my mental capacity that Mike alluded to, that dome up there in your head, freedom, that to use that thinking that's inside that brain to navigate life in a very intelligent way, but not making up my own rules as to how that should be done. I have to research and think and study on what can make me successful, what can cause me to fail, et cetera, and take responsibility. And I'll leave it with that, Imam. I think I've said enough on that line. But I love that we are free and that we can, but even though we're free, those challenges are there. And I don't want to go into the logic behind, well, the Constitution said this, the Constitution said that. But I wanted to point that out because that was the intent for the country, for America, that this would be a society where everyone could realize their potential. And we know, I don't want the callers to go to talking about, well, America didn't do this, they reneged on this, they reneged on that. We know all of that history. But they did have a noble idea about what the human needs were, and et cetera, et cetera. So that's nice up to us to make that a reality. Thank you, ma'am. Shukran.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. We need to take a break, but when we come back, I have a question maybe you all can address with the current policing system and criminal justice system. It's
Naima?
Supposed to
Naima?
Keep us free.
Naima?
Yes.
Naima.
Yes.
You know I love you. I appreciate you. Boy, yeah, we didn't start off with that. I love you. I do not want this to be steered in a direction coming from females. That's not a put down.
I'll be quiet.
They are,
I'm just curious.
Right.
I didn't know
yes,
if you know that made men feel free or less free, but I'll be quiet. I'll let y'all do that. We'll be back.
Okay, so hey, Naima, I know that there are a lot of women that would love to, you know, chime in, but this is time set aside for the males. Without the influence, without any outside influence. And I admit women have a positive and a very strong influence on us males. They do. A woman can walk in the room, and if men tell the truth, they felt some kind of way by her mere presence. So that's what I want to, inshallah, keep this as pure as possible. For the male.
For the rest of the show, y'all won't even know I'm here. Well, we got to take a break, though, and we'll be back.
Okay.
We'll be right back with our men-only discussion led by Kareem Hamid. And if you are listening online and want to join the conversation, men, we want you to call in 515-605-9891 and press 1 so our host Kareem Hamid will know you have something to say. And we'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us. God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you.
the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
So I was telling my brothers, if they ever had daughters, to do certain things with their daughters, that way to just have little daddy-daughter dates and things, and take them on little, have little journeys, and take them out to eat, and treat them like a young lady and open their, even if they're little, I don't care if they're from 3 to 13, treat them like a woman, open their door for them, and hold the door and everything. So that way they will be used to it, because I said one day when they get older, they will look for a husband, and they will be so used to how their dad treated them and how their dad talked to them and told them how they were supposed to be treated. So they won't expect, or they won't look for anything less. They will remember, okay, when I get older, and if I will know how my dad treated me, and I will know not to get with anything less, as in if a boy doesn't respect you all the way. You will know what respect feels like, because your dad was the first person to show you how a young lady should be treated.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Edward Willis, advisor at Graceline Community, asking you to join me in supporting community-wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360. Make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or phone in your pledge to 910-317-0297. Again, make your tax-deductible contribution today at cwsc.us or by phone at 910-317-0297. Together, we can remake the world. Thank you.
And we are back. Let me see if Naima is back with us. I think she is. Okay.
You're back.
Yes, we are back. Praise be to God. I want to share once more some earlier statements that I shared by Dr. Martin Luther King. I won't share the whole speech, but just a part of it. He's saying something here that to me that is very essential. Let me see if I can cue it up. Here we go. Very short. Wait a minute. This is a very short statement, but it's a very profound statement.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood.
Okay, and we are back. What makes that statement so important to me
is that Dr. King mentioned that we have to, the human being has to, reach down into their own soul. I'm grateful that he mentioned the soul. The soul. The soul has to be educated. Educated. And that education comes from he who created the soul and created the human being. That education is found in divine scripture. It is instruction for the construction. It is instruction for the construction of the human being. We have to ask ourselves, you know, when we're asking for freedom, let me say this. It's not just a surface appeal that we are making. It is an inner appeal. And Dr. King is right. No one can give us what our soul needs. We need to question ourselves concerning our thinking. Where are we getting our cues from? Who is shaping our opinions, even the obligation to ourselves and to others? We have to be aware that it's possible to be formed and shaped without you being consciously aware of it. So we look for an advisor, a sincere advisor. And we should not look to this world as a sincere advisor to us. Shape our behavior, shape our thinking, shape our goals, shape how we exist. We have to be aware of that we are being formed from the inside out. And I agree with the statements that have been made. We must look to the instruction book for the construction of us as human beings, as valuable human beings that are adding to the benefit to the total society. So that responsibility to self, first it starts with self. Have I freed my thinking? We have to think on our thinking. Think on our thinking and relate that to the purity of the soul. I say, now, is this good for me or is this bad for me? We have free will and choices, but that free will gives us the free will to look for the best sources of instruction and not parody or follow the example of other people. You, your own self, God says to us in the Quran, your own self obligates you. Your own self. So we owe a debt to our own self that we be the best that we can be. But we won't find that getting our cues, our direction, from the society that as it exists right now, as it exists now. We find it very important that we connect with the instruction of the Creator that created us as male, and identify with what the Creator have identified as the role of the male. And we have to have the fortitude and the submission to be that and to do that. We're asking for a freedom, but no, who do we expect to give us freedom? You are hearing now an invitation to true freedom. We can't leave the Creator out of the construction of us as human beings, for he has given us instruction. It's an inner job. It's an inner working as to what it means to be male, what it means to be a true man, a man. Allah created, how can I put, yeah, for, he created what we call my manhood. Allah created that. The Creator created manhood. So we can't get our cues from media, from this vapor that's in the air that's encouraging us to be brutal, uncaring, irresponsible. Sometimes freedom is seen as having no responsibility. But this life comes with responsibility. Your own self obligates you. And how are we treating ourselves? How are we treating ourselves? I'll stop right there, and I'm going to open up the mic of Abdul Shaheed. And if there's anyone on your line, Naima, we ask that you introduce them and bring them on. Abdul Shaheed, 678-577.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Brother Imam, that is excellent in what the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King had to say about freedom was right on target. No man can give you freedom. If he could, he can take it away at any time. Freedom is something that it's just like the idea of perfection. We will never get there, but we always have to be thriving towards perfection. Freedom is something that we're not going to really ever achieve, but we have to keep working towards it. And the moment we stop, there will be something in the society that will be trying to make a slave out of you again. And this is the condition with man. He stops thriving towards freedom. And then his environment, something in the environment, will make a slave out of him. It might not be another person. It could be things. It could be his home, his car, his job. We have to always be thriving towards freedom, just like we always must thrive towards perfection. And you made a connection, like I attempted to make the connection, freedom and life. How can you have this life, which is a precious gift from the Almighty, Source Creator, the creator of everything, if you're not free to make choices? Life and freedom are synonymous. And what is life? We all have a purpose in this life. The Almighty has turned each and every one of us in a direction, a purpose. A main purpose, I think, is to correct our mistakes and the mistakes of the past. That include our parent mistakes, our grandparent mistakes, our teacher mistakes. We must correct them. Our predecessors, there are people who made slaves out of our people. Those mistakes must be corrected. We have to correct them. Otherwise, generation coming after us will fall victim like we see today. Will fall victim. No man can own another human being. The Almighty Source Creator is the owner of everything, including us. So the purpose of life, we must correct our mistakes, brothers and sisters. It was a mistake that we had this experience as slaves. Now we must correct the slave master's mistake. We still depend on them to take care of us.
That's the promise.
Many of us still depend on them. We depend on them to take care of us before we can make a decision about what we're going to do. We have to check with the slave master often. Life is about making choices, brothers and sisters. It's about making choices. And there are consequences for everyone. So at the moment anyone tried to enslave us, we have to be fighting for freedom, like many of our people did in the past.
And it's not freedom for not doing anything. Freedom from responsibility. All these things are, they're connected with being free. We have to educate ourselves. How are we going to depend on someone else to educate us? We have to educate our own children. How can we depend on other people to educate our children? But we do, because we still have this problem with our slave master. It's not been corrected yet, Brother Imam. It hasn't been corrected. And we have to be the one to do it. We keep passing this on. We keep kicking the can down the road. It has to end with us. We have to understand what freedom is all about. We're free to bring out the best in each and every one of us. That's what we're free to do. Free to work with each other, build community life. Free to respect each other, respect each other's opinion. These are the things that we're free to do. Not do as I please, like many young people think, and older people too. I'm free. I can do what I want. No, you're obligated. Just like you said, our own self obligates us. So that word freedom has been misconstrued on many different levels. Where's the freedom coming from? It's coming from the source creator, the creator of everything. That's where it's coming from. Well, I'll leave it at that point, at this moment. Thank you, Brother Imam.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Abdul Shaheed. Praise be to Almighty God. I want to move forward. I'm not sure. D. Lacey can't stay with her. He has a
I got to leave you, ma'am. Yes, I do
sir?
Have to leave, so I do have to leave. Thank you.
Okay. If you would share with us a few closing statements before you leave, please.
Yes. I guess on this freedom thing, I like to tie it to now just on a practical level, how we need to build this freedom and build on the concept of freedom, but collectively, not to see our freedom as an individual practice that we do. I'm free. I can do and say what I want to. No, but see your freedom tied to your community, with the family as the first place where that has to be practiced and exercised as an opportunity to practice and exercise collective life, where you have to respect your older brother, your older sister, your parents, your father, et cetera. Yes, now you an individual, but now you see in the family structure a sense of order. And I'm not going to use seniority, but I am alluded to that. But a sense of order would be better, for these free thinkers we got. To deal with. So yes, you're not as old as your older brother. You depend on him for certain things. So now you have to give him some respect, and you would take that on up to the parents, and with the mother be deserving of so much respect because of giving birth to the young mind. So and then the father over the family, deserving respect. And then you take it out to the community. You know, you're going to see government now coming in for order. So we're going to always be having to live with others and follow rules so that transpires in an orderly fashion, So I would just like to say that. And then I want to add to that, Imam Muhammad mentioned something that I think is very profound. He said that due to the trauma and the traumatic experience, which Abdul Shaheed just finished referencing, we are traumatized people. We are still dealing with past traumas. So he said in order for us to be successful, we need to embrace a philosophy for life. We need to have some type of principles that we look at as a way to move our life forward. He's saying we should embrace it in a sacred unity. We should see our unified, the need for unity and progress through unification as a sacred obligation on us, something that we don't take lightly. So I would just end with that, inshallah. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You are welcome, and I'm grateful for your valuable contribution. And Ma'am Delacy Umar, may you have a blessed day. And
thank you, ma'am. Peace and blessings to everyone. Peace and blessings to everyone.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. You mentioned something. You know, Ma'am Delacy mentioned something. That, yes, the freedom starts with the individual, but it spreads. We are influenced, and we also have the ability to influence, to be a model that others can follow, that others can, let me see, I'm hearing some background noise. Okay. No, that's not Michael. That's okay. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So this idea of freedom is very important. That we've been given somewhat of an errant disposition of what it means to be a male. What it means to be a male. In a lot of cases, we have received cues from the society that the male is not to feel, anything. The male is to not have feelings and emotions. If someone expresses a regret for something, the response can be, "Oh man, man up. Swallow that and man up and move on." That is what causes the trauma within us. We are not allowed, due to the adjustment of the society, to express what we are burying inside of us, what we are burying and not able to express it, not able to give it the full light of day. So we stuff that. We keep it inside. And those type of concerns, they can build up. And they can turn into resentment because you are not allowed to express yourself, for you will be looked at as unmanly. As unmanly. But as I stated earlier, we need instruction from he who constructs the life. God identifies the human being. Matter of fact, he informs our prophet Muhammad, we pray the prayers and the peace be upon him, to tell them, to tell people that you are a basharun mithlikum, that you are a human being just like them. You're not God. You don't have any special powers. You are just a human being. And that second half of that identification is mithlikum. That means he who contains, who possess human sentiments, human concerns, be they negative or positive, that we are affected by what we come in contact with. But as males, we are all taught, don't share your innermost. That's not manly. A female try to speak to us, and this is not a general statement, but it's happening too much. She tries to speak to us as to concerning how she feels, and in some cases, of how we have made her feel. And that is not registering with us. We are one unit, the male and the female. We are a team. And our profitability comes from the content of that which we both have. I want the freedom to express how I feel, how I think, but I want to make sure that my feeling and my thinking is not coming from a biased instruction, an advisor that does not have my best interest at heart. There is one entity that has the best interest of the human being, and that is he who has created the human being, the creator. And he gives us instruction of how to handle this free will that we have, the so-called freedom. Freedom. We're asking for give us freedom. No one can give us freedom. No one can give. If you have to ask for it, then what they will give you, it'll be counterfeit. It will not fit you. You yourself have to I won't say search. You really, I'm just saying you don't have to go looking throughout the world to find answers. The answers are found right in our sacred scriptures. And if they are understood properly, then we can construct from the instruction that we are receiving. You know, there's a movement going on now that is called Passport Bros. Passport Bros. Men that have made an evaluation of some of the Western female thought and action. Mind you, I said some, not all. What they are expressing is that they are seeing too much masculine behavior. Too much masculine behavior, too much masculine thinking coming from females. Mm-hmm. And they have made a decision to go and seek wives elsewhere on the earth, other countries, continent of Africa, the countries on the continent of Africa, Central America, Asia. They are looking for wives to build their life with. So we have been given cues and shaped our thinking and behavior that pulls us apart. So that freedom, the freedom to make choices. But if you're not given the proper choice, then your choice may not be adequate. I'm going to open up the lines once more. No, I want to hear from Michael Hameen, if he would. Assalamu alaikum, Michael Hameen.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem. Can we take another quick break before we come back to the call? Just a quick break, and then we'll be right back. Got to play a few of our announcements, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Zaprita Hadi, Director of the MCNRD Model Community National Resource Directory, reminding volunteers of our upcoming MCNRD Social Connect Conference every last Sunday of the month, 1 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to your participation, so please check your email for conference call information. Thank you so kindly. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Munira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
Peace be with you and welcome to Positive Solutions to Critical Issues, hosted by yours truly, Dr. Jamal Rashid and instructor Henry Hasid. This program is sociologically as well as psychologically inclined, with Fitzer as its base. We examine the root seed to multiple effects that impact our holistic daily lives. So tune in each and every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. Thank you and have a pleasant day.
Family, community, city, state, country, and more. Everything starts with you, the individual, you. What is the character of you? Are you a book? Can you be read? Join us every Friday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a wonderful hour of information being shared by you, with you, for you, the you in all of us. I am Martha Naila Abdullah, and I am your host for Community Developmental Stages. Again, every Friday evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., be there.
Someone's mic is not open. We're just hearing dead air.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was on mute, unfortunately. But praise be to Allah. Thank you. Let me open up Naima's mic, and let's try to move forward.
Then, if you're on our switchboard, please press 1, and we'll make sure our host knows you have a comment. All righty, go right ahead.
Yes. The question is, what is freedom? And what is your definition of freedom? We've been asking for freedom. If you have to ask for it, then it's not yours. Someone else's freedom. That is someone giving you their freedom. And their freedom may not fit you. We were born with an inclination for freedom within our souls. But that freedom comes with discipline. If we are to truly actuate the freedoms that we are asking for, we have to have a discipline to derive the greatest benefit, from freedom. And with freedom, as I say once more, it comes responsibility. Let me state this. There are no other race that I know of that have their leadership designated for them. And that leadership that it seems to be guiding our children and us is coming from entertainers and athletes. I can't think of no other race that get their cues from or their leadership from entertainers. What does Beyonce say about that? What does Megan Thee Stallion say about that? What does T.I. say? Let me check in with Snoop Dogg and see what he thinks about that. These people are called forward
on a platform and a mic placed in front of them. And they have been designated, whether we understand it or not, as our leaders. We are getting our cues from the entertainment industry. We're getting our cues from the athletic corporations, the corporate level, that control the athlete. The athlete can say something that does not follow the corporate line, and they will drop him. He'll be canceled. He'll be whatever. They're holding that over their heads. So I'm suggesting that we designate as our leader the creator that created us and those men and women that follow the instructions of the creator. Those are our leaders, not from the entertainment sphere, not from corporate athletics. We're filling our prisons up. Our children are dying in the street. And I would say it is due to frustration. Someone else have led us into this glass of water that's not even half full. That's not even half full. We have taken our cues from the world. Don't trust your life. Let me say this. Do not trust your life to this world. Make a sincere connection with the Creator. Dedicate yourself to following the instructions of He who created us. And it touches our soul. Our soul. Our soul. We are challenged with our thinking. For real, I have to say this. In a lot of cases, we are dead mentally. We are dead mentally. How can you say that? Because we are in an environment that we help create. Okay, I'm going to open up the line once more. Michael Hameen, if you would, please.
Yes, thank you, Imam.
Uh-oh, his call has dropped. Everyone's call has dropped, unfortunately. Maybe they'll call back in. But this is a very important subject matter that we are addressing. It is the subject of freedom. What does freedom mean to you, and what is your definition of freedom? Praise be to God. I want to share with you once more the importance of us being okay, wait a minute, hold on. There we go. Michael Hameen is back with us. If you would, share with us, Michael Hameen.
Yes, thank you, Imam. I'd like to start from this vantage point and with the acknowledgement that words are very important, you know, and we live in a language environment where words, you know, affect how we think, move, and operate within ourselves, within our homes, within the community, etc. And I would like to use the language of Mother Nature and how Mother Nature informs our freedom. We develop within a place of confinement, the wombs of our mother. And normally 9 months we're delivered. Some of us are delivered before 9 months. But the movement, the freedom within the womb is very much restricted. It's a very small place, but we develop within those confines. Then we come into the world, and our lack of development restricts what we're able to do, and we have to be cared for by a caregiver, mother, you know, or some other caregiver cares for us, because we can't care for ourselves. We're not free. We don't have the means to care for ourselves and be independent. So we have to depend on those in our environment to help us. And so we can look at this development that Mother Nature shows us, not only within ourselves, but within other life forms. We see this process that takes place. And we need to look at how Mother Nature supported social logic can help us in terms of misusing our freedom, and also see how those who want to control others for power and influence and material gain, how they use language within the context that has been talked about. Imam Kareem, you talked about these social entertainers, these athletes, how they are, they're given permission because of their being exposed to us to tell us or suggest to us how we're to behave. And, you know, that's the power of influence, you know, and understanding that the human being is the creature of influence. I want to quickly talk about this phenomenon of passport grows as well. Men having the freedom to go beyond the shores of the United States and the relationship environment of the United States to go and seek out wives, Imam says. Now, some of them may be going for wives, but others may be just going for a relationship, you know, and the experience of dealing with women, quote unquote, more submissive, more accepting, more agreeable. But the social environment, we're seeing challenges in terms of how we relate to one another, not only in terms of personal relationship, but also in terms of the relationship of citizens to leaders and so forth. And it's very problematic because, in my opinion, we're not looking at social patterns or patterns that have been consistent that kind of speak to us in terms of how to successfully navigate life, get the results that we want. And Mother Nature speaks to us all the time in that regard. That's what it's for. Man has utilized Mother Nature to watch the ant floating on a leaf and other kinds of pictures like that to help stimulate our thinking to achieve greater success in terms of working, navigating in our world. We learn from these pictures that Mother Nature and these instructing signs that Mother Nature has been given to us. And when we ignore the patterns, when we try to, you know, as we have now today, you know, people making up stuff, you know, they have psychological and emotional issues, and then they're gonna tell me, and I'm gonna say this: it ain't nothing but the devil that's orchestrating this. Gonna tell us that there's more than one gender, you know, and this kind of thinking, and the language that's used to express it, is very oppressive to the human soul. It's very oppressive to our relationship when somebody tells you, you have to address them as them or they, because they've got issues, and they're going to step outside of the confines of natural relationships consistently formed social living, and going to say, well, I feel like a woman, so address me as a woman. This is madness. And we have the leaders in our society submitting to craziness like this. And it's time for those who are grounded in the real world, the Mother Nature supported world, the Mother Nature world that shows us forms and relationships that are designed to keep us stable, to help us with stability and to progress. You know, it's time for those Christians and Muslims and others to stand up against this oppressive language environment that has people acting crazy, you know, off their rocker, so to speak. So I'm going to, I'll finish with this. Go to the dictionary and look up freedom. I did. Definition for freedom: the power or right to act, think, speak as one wants without hindrance or restraint. Now, that's very limited. But when we act, speak, think according to the patterns, the instructing signs within nature that helps to balance us, that helps us, that gives us instruction, education in terms of what is most suitable, then that kind of freedom presents to us an avenue or path towards progress and health. The other kind of limited freedom, based on how we feel, based on, you know, limited factors in terms of the success of an individual or group, and it's not in line with the pattern of life that, you know, we've got a record of life, how man has been successful or unsuccessful. We're going to turn away from that and just go on feelings? I think I said enough there. Thank you, Imam.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Michael. Praise be to Almighty God. You know, for LGBTQ, that smorgasbord of letters, I know a woman that considers herself to be male. And I've had conversations with her. And there seems to always be a negative opinion about the male species. There seems to be always a negative that she's presented. But I am going to share with her that your mere presence, your mere existence, is due to heterosexual act. Heterosexual. How can you hate the formula that produced you? You would not be here if there weren't for healthy heterosexuals. That is one line of reasoning and thought that we need to present to the male and female. That what you are advocating brings the evolving of the human being to us. Everyone followed that pattern, we would become extinct. Extinct. And let me say this by way of the relationship between female and male. Almighty God has said that there is no superiority of a male over a female other than his physical strength, not his intellect, none of the properties that the human being possesses. She is not devoid of the excellence in those properties other than, in a lot of cases, the male has greater physical strength. So even as men, we have to have the freedom to be free enough, to be free enough in our thinking and in our spirit to accept the healthy advice and the instruction from our mothers, from the female. It is not unmanly to accept the advice of a female. We have a caller on the line. I want to open up his mic. This is a new caller. Abdul Shahid, I shall come to you after this caller. He's a new caller. 917-856. Welcome to the Female Solution.
As-salamu alaykum. Good morning, everyone.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. And who am I speaking to?
Brother Jamal Dean Bilal, New York City.
Brother Jamal?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Jamal Dean Bilal.
All right.
New York.
Yes, sir.
I'm the last program. I just got on a little while ago, so I didn't hear the opening hour or so, how many minutes I missed. But I wanted to comment on the last two comments regarding homosexuality. You brought out a great point, Brother Imam, in terms of our creation, in terms of the mother and the father, the male and the female, producing all of us. And it's so contradictory now to say one is no good, one or the other sex is no good. So therefore, I'm going to justify my homosexuality by being with the same sex, because the other sex is so problematic. Spike Lee, he made a movie years ago. Might have been called Do the Right Thing, or I think it was She's Got a Habit. One of his first or second movies. Actually, it became very popular in spite of the content, but there was a scene in there where a sister, she had been going through some things, I guess, with a brother, and then there was another sister said, I'm paraphrasing, but basically she's saying, I can make you feel good, or I can, alleviate problems you're having with the brother or with the male species. And I believe the sister declined, but nevertheless, that was a sign in itself to the viewers. I know in this culture, in this society, men have been problematic for women, and maybe throughout the world in terms of domestic violence, things like that. But I think equally in some cases, and I'm speaking from experience as well, females have been problematic for the males as well. So does that justify me or anyone switching sexes or giving up on the opposite sex? And unfortunately, in some cases, it has. I know women who were straight, heterosexual, married, and brothers, married and all that. For whatever reason, they decided to cross over at some point. I know one.
Brother Jamal?
Yes.
Your voice is sounding slightly muffled. If you could speak directly into the phone and a little bit clear. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. I hope everything was heard anyway. So I'm just speaking to how what you had mentioned regarding people crossing over or people becoming identified with their own sex, and I think some of it is because of their displeasure with the opposite sex. In their mind, they're justified because they've been hurt. They feel that they need love regardless, and at some point, the opposite or the same sex says, well, I'll provide it. Like they have this saying now, love is love.
I mean, you know, we get caught up in these phrases. So I'm saying all that to say I don't think it'll ever stop. It's always been here. I think people have a choice, and I think our responsibility is also to try to be better men and women, and also to deliver the message of Allah states that, you know, he wants heterosexual relationships. He wants children from those relationships and want us to just try to improve as a whole, as a people. In terms of your topic matter, freedom, it's a blessing that after all of these years here in this country, African Americans are free. But as we've been taught, sometimes the freedom can be misguided and misinterpreted, because freedom doesn't give you a right to just do anything. There still has to be some constraints and discipline. I remember in one of the classes I was in, they said that you don't have the freedom to yell fire in a crowded theater if there's no fire. So freedom has to be controlled and disciplined and all of these things. I'll stop right there. Any questions, comments, alhamdulillah, if not, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jamal, for your excellent sharing. Praise be to Allah. Thank you for participating in this conversation on what is freedom and how would you identify freedom. If you press one, that would take you out of the queue. And if you wish to share once more, press one. I will see your hand raised and I will open up your mic. And thank you, Jamal. I want to now hear from my brother Abdul Shaheed.
Assalamu alaikum. We have heard some excellent comments on what is freedom and what freedom is all about. And someone mentioned earlier the pattern in creation, which we call the fitra. These patterns in creation are very important because they govern the rules and the laws to health. And this is part of our problem. As I'm a student of cytometry, it goes back to our health. Freedom is for us to realize our maximum potential in this lifetime, Brother Imam, not in the next lifetime. In this lifetime, we must maximize our fullest potential. The Almighty has given us this life to reach our fullest potential, and freedom is part of it. We must be free to do it. We have this life so we can become the very best version of ourselves. Not the worst version, but the best version. Freedom must be earned. It's a reward from the Creator for obeying all of the rules, all of the laws that's in the creation. Even if a person cannot read or write, they can understand the fitra, the pattern in creation. Each person have a unique purpose in this life. And maintaining good brain health is essential. We must maintain brain health. Our people were traumatized from the experience of slavery, and that trauma has been passed down to this current time. As many different things I've studied by being a student in cytometry, what trauma causes in a person. One of the things that trauma causes in a person is it causes the brain to be malnourished. It removes nutrients from the brain. So the brain would not have the nutrients and resources to do what it's been created to do. And the brain and the mind works together. The brain being the concrete and the mind being the abstract. Just follow along with me. Here's what we know. If the brain is malnourished and congested and compromised, so would the mind be. The mind is our decision maker. It makes all of our decisions, good or bad. If the brain represent the command center of the human body. They work as a unit. They are the twin pair of each other. So our brain connects with our mind, and the mind is not able to make the best decision because the brain is malnourished. It is compromised. If the brain is compromised, so will the mind be, and this trauma has to be removed. And no one is helping people on this planet to remove the trauma, especially our people. So that the brain will be at its best, our brain health is very important when it comes to our mind. Brother and sister, freedom will be denied if we don't take care of the health of our brain. This is what we're saying. Brain health is imperative for the health of our mind. In order to enjoy freedom, we must make the right decision about everything we do. For every decision, brothers and sisters, there are consequences. Good decision, good consequences. Bad decision, bad consequences. And this is where we are today. People do not understand how to nourish and take care of their brain health. And we also do not understand how that is connected with the person's mind. We'd like to say a lot more about that, Brother Imam, but I hope we're pointing people in the right direction. The health of our brain is imperative to understand what freedom is all about. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Praise be to Almighty God. You know, the brain is the most valuable tool that Almighty God gave to the human being. No other part of creation was given a brain, which is a very complex computer system for values of judgment and movement, everything. But below the brain, and I don't mean in value, the soul of the human being is what shapes how we feel, our discernment of judgment, how we value a thing or devalue. When the human being has been lied to, at the level of the soul, there are exploiters of human beings that have created it used to be a silent, but it's not a silent war anymore. It is overt between the male and the female. The scriptures have written in them that Eve is identified as a female. And in that story, they have placed it whereby she is the one that was influenced by the Satan, the enemy of mankind, to eat the forbidden fruit. I won't go into that. That's a whole new program. That's a whole new broadcast. But around the world, that story has been given, and it is accepted at the level of the soul. For our soul is connected to what we cherish as sacred, as sacred. And if someone can lie and manipulate that private compartment called what is sacred within every human being, then they can control the thinking, the actions, the behavior, the judgment from the level of the soul. We must debunk. We must debunk what we have been given as a criterion of judgment. as a criterion of judgment. The male and the female are helpmates of one another. They are helpmates of one another, not two contending forces. One of the platforms that have been introduced, and we see it happening, who will be in power? Who will be in power of the family? Who will have the last say-so? God has designated that the male should be the leader of the family. Now, we hear that, and sometimes our mind will go to, yes, I have the power. I am the leader. What I say goes, regardless to what she says or anyone else says. God has made me the leader. But the male leadership is dependent upon incorporating the best advice, the best instruction. And that instruction can come from a female. And if he's a real leader, he will recognize the worth of that instruction, the worth of that invite, of that advice, and he will accept it and incorporate it and follow the best thereof, the best advice that is coming from the female. He is representative of, if he's a real leader, then a true leader accepts advice from the governed, from the governed. So this battle we're having inside the home, the who is in charge, who is running this. Now, how the female orchestrates behavior in the home, how she decorates her home, how she makes sure the home is fertile for human growth, that is her, that is partly her responsibility. We have to give her that and accept the freedom that she has to arrange that. She is no more than a reflection of you, and you are a reflection of her. So we want to dispel this silent war between the male and the female, which is destroying the human family. We will never get up unless we have strong female and male bonding and strong families. And we get that from the instruction of he who created the family, created the male, created the female. We cannot continue to just go on our own, for we are receiving instruction from unqualified, people that are unqualified to guide and formulate our lives. That is most important, that whatever the soul accepts, it truly shapes our thinking. So as Dr. Martin Luther King said, you have to have the freedom to reach down into your own soul, into your own soul, and take the pen of self-asserted manhood and write your own Declaration of Independence. That is what we are offering here, an invitation to your own soul. So I'll stop right there. Naima, is there anyone on your board that would like to speak? If so, open up their mic. Let me see now. I see no one on this.
We had someone earlier, but I think they might have switched over to your board. Perhaps the call drops. I don't know if they called back in on your line. And, of course, we have some comments from our Facebook family, our Monday host says, Grand Rising, thanks for men sharing today. We need to hear their voices. And our Friday host, Beata, says, great point about the thoughts and minds being key elements that influence our freedom. And if there is any men on our switchboard, press 1 now so that we can get your comments. And we will have a short, just 10 minutes after show, just to reflect on what we've heard. So if you want to call in, 515-605-9325 and press 1. And we'll have a quick 10-minute after show after the hour and get your thoughts on what you've heard and how we can be supportive of the freedom that is directed toward a purpose and responsibility. A lot of women are struggling with sons that they're raising by themselves who seem to be directionless and unmotivated. I've certainly asked them to have them listen to this show because it's something they need to get from the elder men that they perhaps had not received in terms of what it really means to be a free man and the fact that is tied to responsibility. So,
yes,
if you're on our switchboard, press
1 on your phone. Don't be shy. This is your time to be heard. Don't hold back. There are no improper opinions that we're sharing here. It is all relative and it is all good when you share honestly about your thinking and your fit. There's nothing wrong to feel. Let me say that as males, we have to reattach ourselves to our emotional nature. It is not anti-male to have feelings of affection, feelings of love. God says it is He who has placed between your hearts, the male and female, love and sakina. Sakina. Sakina means tranquility. A tranquil environment. So it is God that has placed that within us, tranquility. So we have to take advice from He who created us and gave us these properties of love, peace, understanding, intellect, and tranquility. That is how we are to survive on this earth. I want to now ask Michael Hameen if he would like to share, and we invite all males at this time to share your thoughts and your feelings. Michael Hameen.
Thank you, Imam. I'd like to go to the creation and how it is going somewhere, you know. And we didn't come into the world to be aimless. Everything that is created has an aim and a purpose. And we see that in our development and the development of other things in creation. It starts off weak. As I mentioned earlier, you know, in terms of our human development, we start off weak and we grow. And there's a direction and purpose to our growth, as it is for everything. So understanding that we didn't come into this world without an aim and a purpose is very helpful to all of us. And The direction is, I would think, be obvious. to make the world better today than it was yesterday. You know, the advancement, improvement, we see this in terms of our own developmental history and how we've been given the ability to make other things in the creation better. Man has the ability to take just regular grass and develop it by going into the properties of that grass and make a grass that's just like a carpet. You know, you walk on it and you feel like you're floating, and it's grass. But the Creator's given us the ability to improve on things. That means improve upon ourselves. So here's a picture we mentioned earlier. We come into this world helpless, and we have to be assisted for a length of time. Other creatures, you know, cows and horses and other things, they don't need that long time to develop. You know, there's a pattern for their development. But here's a picture of needing more time to develop and more time to struggle with ourselves in that development. So it's very subtle, but there's a suggestion there that whether we are religious or not, we owe a debt. We owe a debt to life. And that's a good place to start, you know, especially with all of these influences telling us it's all about me. Me.
Yeah, but it's not, Michael, I've been informed we have 90 seconds.
Well, I'll stop there. I'll stop there because I think that says a lot, that we owe a debt to life. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, my brother. Praise be to Allah. We are grateful to all of you that tune in to the Female Solution every day of the week, and we are grateful for those of you that tune in to the all-male conversation. We pray that we have made progress along the road to what we already have, freedom. Praise be to Almighty God. So this will end this segment of a broadcast. And I want to invite the listening audience, if you would, to tune back into America Muslim 360 at, let me see, hold on, please. Yes, praise be to Allah, at 6 p.m. for Narrative Aspirations, hosted by Khalida Abdul Akbar Aziz. It is Narrative Aspirations, and also we invite you to tune back into Optimal Health, praise be to God, hosted by our beloved brother, Abdul Shaheed.
Yes, sir. And thank you all, and that ends our...
So we came to you with the greetings of peace. We leave you this morning with the greetings of peace. I hope that what we have shared have been beneficial and quite rewarding on our quest for what we already have if we exercise it, our freedom of thought and our freedom of action. Praise be to God. We came to you this morning with the greetings of peace. In the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we purify our intentions, keep our hearts right, remain regardful of Almighty God, keep up our prayers, ask Him for what we want, remain forever thankful and grateful for what God has already done for us, what He is doing for us, and what He shall do for us. We must be grateful and thankful. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatton. We got to be thankful.
Early in the morning, sailing friends, men's fresh fruit call.
stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be
grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright, you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Columbus, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright, they gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've got to be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful, they gotta be grateful for the life and all the things he's given them that make their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
their children and their wives. Say they gotta be thankful.
We leave you now with the greetings of peace, of assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Tune in to American Muslim 360 for the broadcast of Halal Industries, hosted by Wali Ayub Bilal. It airs at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then stay tuned for Narrative Aspirations, hosted by Khalida Abdul Aziz. It airs from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I leave you with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.